Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we meditate on the seventh beatitude. Blessed are the peacemakers. Peace is not the absence of conflict. Some conflict is good, even healthy. St. Augustine, in his work, The City of God, explains that peace is the fruit of order. So if you want peace, and if you want to be a peacemaker, then the first step is to get our lives in order. If we don't want our lives to be aimless, then we need some goal to order everything toward. And a goal that everyone can agree on is happiness. Everyone wants to be happy. But how might we define happiness? It must mean more than pleasure. Happiness is to possess the good things that fulfill or complete our human nature. So, what do you need? What do you want to be happy? Well, we should want union with God through Jesus, and we can receive Jesus through the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and in daily mental prayer. But we're not just spiritual beings. There are also physical things that we need. Sleep and nutrition, hydration, exercise, hygiene, shelter, clothing. We also have emotional needs for stability and variety. But don't we also want good relationships with family and friends? And an essential ingredient to be happy is meaningful work, some way that we can all do good for others. But we also are curious. We have a desire for knowledge. Our intellect wants to be fed by reality in the form of truth. And our emotions want to be nourished by reality in the form of beauty. Can you think about anything else you might want that doesn't fit into one of those categories? Now, you may say, well, I want love. But love is one of the many virtues that help us get the good things we need, like relationships. How about money, time, and power? They're actually not goods in themselves, just means to these goods. Their only point is that they have the potential to get something else. In fact, if we had all the good things we need, we wouldn't need more money, time, or power. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We need a way to organize our lives to reach happiness and peace. In our tradition, we have great saints who show us the way. Saints like Pachomius and Basil and Saint Benedict. They all suggest a rule of life. I like to call it a recipe of life because I think we need the right ingredients in the right order and in the right proportion. So what are the right ingredients? We just talked about them. Physical and emotional goods, like sleep and food and exercise. But we also need relationship with God through the sacraments, like Mass and prayer. But we also want time for relationships with our family and friends, and meaningful work, and knowledge, and the experience of beauty. So these ingredients, now, how do you plug them into your life every day? Well, you're going to need, what, 7 or 8 hours of sleep? And then you need time to prepare your food and eat it, time for hygiene, time for exercise. Got to build that in. We have time for work, but are we building in time intentionally for relationships with our spouse, with our kids, with our friends? And are we putting the ingredient of growing in the knowledge of truth? Or are we wasting our time by just surfing on YouTube? See, being trapped in the vice of curiosity is not the same as pursuing knowledge. And are we making it a priority to get the ingredient of beauty every day through nature or good literature or good music or other ways? Do you see what I mean by taking the right ingredients, figuring out the right proportion, and then putting them in your life every day? But we also have to put them in the right order. C.S. Lewis says, put first things first, and we get the second things thrown in. Put second things first, and we lose both first and second things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Okay, so we've identified the six ingredients to a recipe for happiness and peace in our life. And we need these because they fulfill the precise way God designed us. So there needs to be an order to the way we pursue these. For example, we're not much good to anything or anyone without sleep, or at least rest. So probably the most important thing is go to bed earlier and then get up on time. God always likes me better with sleep. And the next most important ingredient, it has to be relationship with God. So time in prayer is the priority. It should come first. I actually structure my time when I go to bed so that I can make prayer the priority. But we're not talking about a strict, rigid schedule. We're talking about a recipe with the right ingredients. So there's an order, but that there has to also be a flexibility in the pursuit of these. Some days more work is required than others. Other days we have more opportunities for relationships and friendships. Some days the pursuit of knowledge and beauty only gets a little bit. So we want to keep the ingredients. We want to keep the order, but we want to be flexible. But we should also keep in mind creative combining. Combine two or more of these at once. For example, walking and talking with a spouse or a friend at sunset. Then you get exercise, friendship, and beauty. Or walk and pray a rosary with somebody at sunset. Do a chore with your kids. Involve them or your grandkids. There are all kinds of ways to combine these ingredients so you can accomplish multiple of them at once. So we need the recipe, and there's a structure and an order, but we have to learn to be flexible and not rigid. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, people object, there's no way I can get all those ingredients in every day. That's impossible. Well, if you cut out the wrong ingredients, you'll have lots of time for the right ones. We're just not paying attention to where our time is going. We need to track it. Track where your time is going. So I challenge you to this. For the next 7 days, keep track where you spend your time every 30 minutes. You'll be amazed at the junk you put into your life. Then make the decision to cut out all the bad ingredients, especially all the distraction that comes from news and entertainment and your phone. And then you'll have all kinds of time for the right ingredients. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The goal of life is transforming union with Jesus. This might surprise you, but God wants to give himself to you at every moment through everything in life. Every good thing. That means every part of my life, every moment, can be an avenue to receive God. This is what the mystics called the sacrament of the present moment. If we're doing good things, then each of these becomes a way to reach union with Jesus. Whether it's the sacraments or prayer or taking care of your physical health by sleep or food or exercise or by your work, by doing good for others or for the world, or through your relationships or growing in knowledge or experiencing the many forms of beauty, all of these are ways for you to receive God. Even suffering can be an avenue to receive God. That's the eighth beatitude, which we'll hit tomorrow. So the question is this. If I pursue everything in the right way, everything can be an avenue to receive God. Why would I want to break from that? Why would I want to distract myself from that? Why would I want to come to the point where I'm like, you know, I really need a break from receiving God, and I need to veg out with some crap that really won't be fulfilling and it won't be good for my soul? Is that really what I'm saying? But I don't think we have ever thought of the fact that we can be receiving God and the joy of God at every moment by just pursuing good things. And that leads to happiness and peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Patrice, I know you have a big event tonight, and I actually have to go and cook a meal here in a minute, but I so love talking with you, and I want to just for a minute or two, I want your thoughts on this idea that people express to me so often, that they feel like they just got to have a break, they got to veg, and then they dump themselves into, or I should say they gorge themselves with junk. Why is it that we haven't come to recognize that at every moment we can be feeding our body and soul what it needs, which will put us in contact with God? Why do we want to break from it?
I wish I knew. I can't describe that feeling either. I definitely feel it often. But I can't describe the difference and why I feel that way and why nothing else feels like. I guess because it's usually you say you could just go to bed. But if you feel that way in the middle of the day and it's not just like you can take a nap, I don't know.
Do you think it's that, are we feeling an unrealistic pressure on ourselves, or maybe we just have so much pressure in our lives? Maybe are we just facing an unprecedented amount of pressure in our lives?
Not in the least bit. We're far from the greatest generation. I mean, yeah. It's not World War II, is what I mean.
No, but there's a lot of people who, between the demands of work and kids and elderly parents and...
But I have none of that, and I still feel the need to collapse, is what I mean.
Oh.
So I think I think it must be separate. I think it's
good
more...
Good point.
I also feel it more, like, the more I do it, the more I feel like I'm wasting away, and the harder it is to get out of it. And the less often I do it, the less tired I am, or the less... I feel the need to collapse. If I am more often turning to a book or hanging out with friends or just cooking and doing something creative, then I feel the need to collapse less. However, when I feel it, it feels hard to overcome.
I liken it to, or I wonder if this analogy helps. It helps me when I think about, because I like weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
And if I, let's say I only knew about training the quads, the front of the legs. And so I went into the gym and did 6 different exercises to train the quads. And then now I'm just crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can do is collapse. And I didn't even realize that, oh, wait, I could also train the back of my legs, the hamstrings.
You can just switch to something else.
Exactly. I think... We over-exercise certain parts of our being.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And then we're crushed and we just want to collapse. And mm-hmm. we don't realize we could just switch to other aspects of our being.
Yeah.
And exercise or fill those. And then we would be receiving and delighting in good all the time. Mm-hmm. We just don't know how to switch.
Yeah, and I think this is the importance of being a well-rounded person in general.
Exactly.
That you have plenty of things to switch to. Where in my personal life, it's really nice. I can switch from, oh, I'm kind of tired of playing guitar. I'll switch to writing something or writing a script instead of a book or working on piano instead of guitar or drawing something instead of writing or making music. So I have a lot of different avenues to go down.
Excellent. This is precisely what I'm talking about. When we have other avenues, when we can switch to other good things, those other good things actually feed your body and soul what it needs, and then you're actually mm-hmm. energized, replenished.
Yeah, and it gets you out of that. I will also say, switching from just sort of like the junk food media to anytime I want to watch something, only watching something that's in a way just kind of wakes you up, where it's like, oh, I want to be fully focused to watch this movie. This is an incredible movie. It's been recommended for forever, you know? And I want to, that's when I put my phone down and I put everything aside and I really want to focus in. And afterwards I feel rejuvenated and I want to create more. But it's the things where I'm watching something and I'm on my phone and I don't really care about either one and it's just happening. But if you only allow yourself to take in media that is going to be really engaging and actually more conducive to your creative life, your inner life, even your spiritual life, then I think you'll feel less of that desire to go towards things that leave you feeling more drained and like you have to veg out.
Totally.
Because there's a difference there. We're not saying you can never sit down and watch something, but there's really no place for things that make you feel like you're vegging out versus things that make you feel more alive.
What we're talking about is, what you're describing is that when you turn to those things that feed your intellect with truth or your emotions with beauty, you're fed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta start paying attention, like you said, with your 30-minute, what you're doing every 30 minutes. Also take a moment and just say, okay, do I feel more drained after that or do I feel better?
Excellent. Because if you're feeding yourself with truth and beauty, you're going to feel rejuvenated,
mm-hmm.
energized. Like I watched the movie the other night, Mully,
mm-hmm.
Mully. Fantastic.
Yeah, Mom was kind enough to explain the movie, which I really appreciated.
Fantastic. And I came away intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, mm-hmm. completely energized.
Yeah.
Beautiful movie. Yeah, I think you're right. To learn to become well-rounded and to switch to other activities that feed us rather than take from us.
Mm-hmm.
They take those other, the wrong things take more than they give.
Yeah. You should walk away feeling satisfied. And that includes stuff like TV shows where you're like, well, I feel so unsatisfied. I should watch the next episode. Because it's just like we said before with things that they leave you hungry at the end. And that's how you know it's vicious.
That's a good way.
You should just be like, oh, that was fantastic. Like, for instance, one of my favorite shows, which, man, they curse a lot, so I can't necessarily recommend it on the podcast. But I would watch an episode and I'd be like, that is enough. I got to chew on, like, I got to understand, I got to process
that. Because it made you think?
It made me think a lot. And it was just such a active experience to watch it that it's not something I could have binged.
Huh. Yeah. That's a good litmus test.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.